Hi, and welcome to Cloud Cover. My name's Nick Harris, and today I'm joined by...
Chris Reisner.
And Elio DiMaggio.
Correct.
So, could you tell us a little bit about what you do, Elio? You're not a first-time guest, you're a regular, basically, by now.
Yes, I am. I'm a PM on Windows Azure Notification Hubs, which is a great feature to push notifications.
Yep.
Today, I want to say, I want to explain how to send notifications to many platforms at the same time in a very easy way.
Excellent. So first up, as always, we'll cover some of the latest news, and then we'll jump into the main segment with Elio showing us notification hubs for cross-device platforms. Specifically, I think you're focusing on iOS and Android today.
Yes, we'll be doing iOS, Android, and also Windows 8.
Excellent. Okay, Chris, take it away.
Let's do the news. So we've got a couple of news items today. The first is the announcement of a new instance for virtual machines and cloud services. It's a memory-intensive instance, so it has two CPU cores and then 14 gigabytes of RAM.
So it was the elusive missing one, because up until now there was extra large, then it went A6, A7. And I think if you counted them, you could tell that there's A5 missing.
Okay. So now A5 is in place, so if you got something that needs a lot of memory, you're good to go.
Okay.
So speaking of virtual machines, a little while back we announced a partnership with Oracle, and we're kind of delivering on part of that now with specialized virtual machines for running Oracle WebLogic Server, database, just running Java. So if you're running stuff that needs to run in Java, now you've got a really easy way to throw up some virtual machines running Oracle software. So that's great stuff.
Cool.
Some changes to the management operations for stop VMs. Previously, you weren't able to do stuff like change the VM size or attach disks or configure endpoints when you had stopped a VM. Mm-hmm. Now you can do that, so it doesn't matter if it's running or not. You can change those settings.
Excellent.
Another change, so previously you could only have one Active Directory per Azure subscription. So once you created it, that was kind of what you had. Now you can create multiple Active Directories inside one Azure subscription, and you can remove them. So you can, you know, add and remove Active Directories as needed now.
Okay.
In addition, for Active Directory, we've also announced the general availability of multi-factor authentication. Security is actually obviously very important these days, and multi-factor authentication is you know, a great thing to implement if you want to make sure your Active Directory is secure. So continuing on, up until today, you couldn't actually, if you turned off your spending limit, there was no way to really turn it back on to prevent yourself from spending any money. Well, now you can actually turn that spending limit back on for your MSDN subscription. So you can turn it off, and you can turn it back on. Another change to kind of the billing-related stuff is now, when you do hit your spending limit on a subscription, your virtual machines are no longer going to be deleted. So they'll be stopped, but, you know.
Very useful.
Yes, you know, in case you want to eventually turn those back on, it would be nice to have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So there's also, there's a new storage client library available with NuGet. It's version 2.1. Yep. So you can go and start accessing that today.
A few key things there: improved performance.
Yep, improve performance.
Async task support, queryable support for tables, that's cool. Buffer pooling.
Yeah, blob stream tracing. Improvements.
And in the a lot more piece, there's actually now a NuGet available for Windows Phone for the storage client library. So if people click out onto the detailed blog post there, I know I get asked a lot. A lot of people are like, how do I upload a blob to storage? And one of my examples had using the CTP quite a while ago. Of the storage client library.
My apologies.
It's okay, it's live TV. So, on that, so the storage client library for WinRT basically makes it really easy to take that blob or image that you've taken locally, any type of media really, and upload it without having to get down to the specifics of using a HTTP client. It also provides nice methods there how it accepts a blob SAS in one of the parameters of the upload functions there, essentially, such that you can do it in a secure way without having to use your storage account name and key on the device.
Obviously really important if you want to make sure that account is secure.
Yeah. So it's really easy, nice and neat. It's about 6 lines of code as opposed to about 20, which it is if you go straight for HTTP client or HTTP web request. And importantly, there's now NuGet for Windows Phone as well. So all of you people that have been asking for that, it's now there. What
awesome.
Else have we got?
And then I think the last thing is just IP and domain restrictions are now supported for websites. So if you need to restrict access via IP ranges, you can now do that.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, very useful if you want to throw up like a staging site that only your IP can access, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. That I think before we covered more of a sort of dynamic IP filtering, which was more of if a specific IP hits that service X number of times within a specific interval, it would throttle them.
Yep.
Whereas this seems to be, you know, basically specify the IP address that have access to the particular resource.
Yep.
Nice.
Great. I think that covers the news for today.
Okay. So let's jump into the main segment here. We're going to need to do a switch, so we'll be right back.
And now for our feature presentation.
And we're back. All right, Ilya,
take
go
it away.
For it.
So today we're going to look at how to send cross-platform notifications with notification hubs. This is one of the advanced feature that we shipped. It's very, very useful, but it's a little bit hidden in our docs. So today we're going to make it easier and clear what exactly it does, because it's a very, very important feature.
Yeah.
So in here, we can see the portal. And this is my namespace. I have a lot of notification hubs provision here. We will look at this one that I provisioned for this session. It's called cross-plat hub.
For anyone that has not heard of notification hubs before, can you give them like the two sentence description of what it is, so that just to give them some context?
So notification hubs is a Windows Azure feature that allows you to send push notifications to mobile devices.
Right.
We support multiple platform, of course, as the main topic of this session, and we make sure that you can send notifications in a platform agnostic way from your backend, so you do not have to know that you're sending to an iOS device or an Android device or a Windows device.
Yep.
Basically, you can deal in a completely abstracted way.
Yep.
We do that without having to still giving you all the power of the respective platform, so we do not hide anything. We're not wrapping things. And another thing that we do really, really well is PubSub. So we have a very easy way to send notifications to tags, so interest groups, all the devices of a specific user. This is really, really cool stuff. We had like a session on notification hubs on Cloud Cover.
Yep.
And of course, in the Windows Azure portal, there are other videos and presentation to start from the getting started to the more advanced things.
And specifically, one thing which it really addresses that people tend to like is the solving the scale-out problem for notification delivery.
That is correct. We are powering the Bing News app. That's the one that's installed on all the Windows 8 and 8.1 machines. And when there are breaking news, we deliver toast to millions of devices.
Yep.
For us, the royal baby was... It was a very hard day.
and basically to do that, all someone needs to write is one post to notification hubs, one HTTP request.
That is correct.
And basically, that will scale out for you.
Yes.
So no more code.
No more code, no multiple VMs, parallelizations, queuing, or anything like that. We take care of all of that for you. You just send one broadcast request and we fan out to millions of devices.
Okay. I think you're going to say
that. Yeah, Notification Hubs is a sub-feature of Service Bus, right? So if you look in the portal, we're going to see that inside of the Service Bus area, right?
That is correct. In the portal for all the other, if you're looking for documentation, it's right under Windows Azure. Actually, we might want to show that under the Windows Azure portal in documentation. It's here under App Services.
Okay.
So you can quickly go here and you will find Get Started, videos and a lot of documentation on how to develop with notification hubs.
Okay, great, awesome. Sorry to derail you, but just so everyone's
aware. that was very important.
Okay.
So and in here we see one specific notification hub that you can create with new app services, service bus, notification hubs, right. And then you end up with this object. This object in here, you are in the dashboard. You see how many operations you did, mm-hmm. how many devices are registered. Mm-hmm. Right now, none. Okay. And you can also configure this notification hub for different platforms. Mm-hmm. In here, I pre-configured this notification hub for a Windows app,
okay.
but also for an iOS app and an Android app.
Right.
These are the credentials that you get from the various push notifications yep. services to push notifications. Now, one thing that we can do is to go in the Get Started app, which yep. I have here. This is the app that just registers. It's not important to look at the specific lines of code.
Where can someone get the Get Started app from?
From the portal that I just saw. There is okay. for every at the beginning in here. If you click on one of these platforms,
yep.
you will go to the Get Started topic
okay.
for that specific platform.
Okay, great.
It's mostly configuration. The amount of code is very, very minimal. In yep. here, the only code that I'm writing is basically these two lines of code with the credentials and the init notifications, which basically okay. takes the channel URI for people familiar with push notifications mm-hmm. from WNS and register it to the hub.
Okay.
So it's really two lines of code. There's nothing else in this app.
Right.
Actually, if we run it, let's just run this code. We see that it does mm-hmm. absolutely nothing.
Yeah. It's like Chris's UI design skills.
It really
there.
Is. I mean, it's a little prettier, actually.
So what should have happened, though, is that this method should have registered with the hub, mm-hmm. and we can verify that. Now, now using this tool that that one of our colleagues did, that is called Service Bus Explorer, which you okay. can find on code.msdn, yeah. You can basically explore the actual registrations that are in the hub. Right. What are my devices? What are the things that are configured there? So if you you download that sample, and I have done it here, I can connect to my Service Bus namespace. By doing that, I select I introduce a connection string, mm-hmm. and then from my portal, I go in my namespace, and I go to the connection information of my namespace.
Yep.
For people familiar with notification hubs, please pay attention. This is a different screen than the credentials for the hub.
Mm. Okay.
So you get here your ACS connection string,
right.
and you can insert it here. After this happened, this will connect with my namespace and will show all the notification hubs that I have.
Right.
In here, my cross-plat, I can see all the credentials, but I can also see what are all the registrations, so what mm-hmm. are all my devices that are there. I just want to query them all, and we should see here that I have a Windows registration that we just did with that app, so that app actually worked. Now, when we want to send a notification, we can use a console app, but you can also use a mobile service. We have a Node SDK,
yep.
and there's also a nice feature in this tool to send platform notifications.
Mm-hmm.
So in here, I already have a console app that basically creates a notification hub client. This mm-hmm. comes from the Service Bus DLL. You can just download it from NuGet. And this is basically the thing that explained in the Get Started.
Right.
What this thing does, it creates a specific format, and it sends and it broadcasts this native toast notification
right.
to all the registrations in my hub.
So basically, in those, we just sell some code. It's maybe five lines in total for the client and the server to register
correct.
The channel with the notification hub, but also to send a notification. So
that is correct.
In Bing News case, which has hundreds of millions of installs or whatever it is, the code to actually deliver notifications to all those registered clients is as easy as this three lines of code there.
Would be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
This line of code sends a notification to
yep.
all the registered device. Let's actually run this code.
All right.
And what we should see is a notification appearing on my screen. So we see here that this thing worked.
Yep.
Now, we did the same thing for iOS and Android, just following the get started from the portal. So we have here this app called Hub Start that does the same thing. Objective-C is slightly more verbose than C#, but basically what we're doing is this. We're instantiating our hub with our credentials. Notice here the name of my hub, XPlot Hub. And then I'm doing the same thing. I'm register with the device token. So I get the device token and I register for it.
Okay.
I already run this thing. So in here, I could see my Apple registration with the device token.
Okay.
We see here already one for GCM, and I do not want to bore anybody, but basically we have the same thing for Android.
Yeah.
Same lines of code. We have register with notification that takes a registration ID from GCM and calls hub.register with a registration ID. Very easy.
Yeah.
I have all these registrations. Now, if Bing had multiple platform and wanted to send a broadcast notifications to all the platform right now, this code that we wrote here would not be enough anymore, because this is a specific Toast template message that works only for Windows. So to do this, one would have to add other calls. So we have to send an Apple notification.
Right.
So for people familiar with this, is like an APS, and then a alert. And then we actually can put our message, hello, to iOS. Same thing for Android, right? Await hub.send a GCM native. And here we actually have...
Everyone, Elio is doing one-hand typing there for a little while. Very cool.
We basically have, we send something that's called message.
Yeah.
And then that is basically what I'm expecting in my Android receiver.
Okay.
And here we have hello to Android.
Hmm.
Okay.
Just like you can for Windows, you can specify any payload you want.
That is correct. In here you can specify any payload you want. If you're using the new payloads for 8.1, you can put them in. And if we had Windows Phone, I actually ran out of USB ports to have like another device. But that is very similar to Windows.
Yep.
But you would have to write another line of code sending that. We could put this all in the same platform, but you still have to provide three different payloads.
Yeah.
All with the different things. Now, if we run this, it would send this message to all the various platforms.
Okay.
So we just added the messages for Apple and GCM.
Mm-hmm.
When now we run this app, we are basically doing the broadcast to all these platforms. And we should see the Windows notification appearing here.
Cool.
And on our two new devices, one notification on iOS and one coming here to Android.
Mm-hmm.
So this will work to millions of devices across iOS, across everything.
And now, Windows Phone is also supported.
And Windows Phone is, of course, I did not have enough ports, and it's really very similar to on how you do it with Windows 8.
Okay.
Windows Phone is definitely supported, both unauthenticated and authenticated.
Okay.
So now you see that here you have a lot of things that you have to do in the backend, crafting multiple
three
different templates, and then Windows can have possibly more than just one, and Windows Phone are different. One thing that we will do now is that we'll basically put everything on its head. So we're going to have the device ask the hub how they want the message to be sent to them.
Okay.
So let's start with Windows. We actually take this toast and we say, hey, I actually want to receive a notification with this particular template. When we register in the app, we go in our registration moment when actually we do a registration, and instead of sending a specific message, instead of the actual string "Hello everybody," we put in an expression.
Okay.
In this case, a property that we're going to get from the message that we're going to send from the hub.
Right.
Let's call this message. So okay. This is the exact same payload. Instead of the actual payload, you can put one or more properties.
Okay.
And then instead of register native, we're actually going to register a template. To do this, we're going to, of course, provide the channel URI. We're going to provide the template, which is this toast template that we just created. Then we're going to provide a name for this template. This is because we can potentially have multiple templates for tiles, for toast, depending what we, what we want to receive. Let's call this one simply toast template.
Cool.
Okay. Control S. Now, when we run this app, using this, the Service Bus Explorer, we see how now in my I can query my registrations again. And now I should see one registration that is Windows template.
Right.
This is the same channel URI of the other one, but we can see here the actual template.
Okay.
We can stop this app. The same thing will have to be done for iOS and Android.
Okay.
What we're going to do here, this is the iOS code. We're going to comment away the native registration, and we're going to basically use the same method, register template.
Right.
We're going to still have to provide the device token. We're going to have to provide a name. Let's call this alert template. Now we have to provide the actual template. In a, to do this, let's just inline it here. We're going to grab it from the same place where we sent it. We see here in the program, this is what we sent. We're going to grab this. And copy it here. This is the magic of parallels, by the way.
All right.
And instead of my hello, I'm going to put the same property, dollar message.
All right.
Okay. Expiry template. This is the expiry that APNS wants. We're just going to put zero, but you can actually put an expression there if you want.
Right.
Tags. We're not using any tags, and error is just going to be a reference to my error. Okay. This is what happens. Now we run this app.
We're going to do Android.
I have to run this app so that I'm sure to update the registration.
Okay, good.
So we're going to do this. Yes, we have to stop this. Okay. We're starting the app again. And in here, instead of, we're debugging through it. And now we're registering a specific template.
Mm-hmm.
Template, again, that we want to register. So this is what we want to send. And in here, again, instead of registering for native, we're going to, again, call the hub. And we're going to register a template.
All right.
Again, we're going to have to provide the registration ID. The template name can be alert template. My actual template is this one that I just created. Again, instead of my string, I actually have to refer it to a property now because we do not want to receive always the same thing. And we're not using any tags.
Okay.
Okay, so now we are...
You got to double it.
I got to double here. What we have to do now, we have to run this app too. So we're going to run this app. So do we update the registration? This is launching it on our device. But the idea is that now in our Service Bus Explorer tool, we will be able to see these three registrations with the various templates. So we're seeing here, we're getting the registration ID from GCM, and we're registering the template. Okay, once this is done, we're going to have here in our Service Bus Explorer, we can refresh our registrations. And it's going to show an Apple template and a GCM template. while this is refreshing, we can change now the sending part. All we right. do not have to send all this platform specific code in my from our backend anymore.
Right.
We just have to create a simple dictionary with the properties that we want to send. So we want to send a template notification, and here we're just going to do a new dictionary. And here we want to instantiate the message property. That's right. the one that everybody will receive. And then the actual message would do something like cross-plat notification.
Okay.
Now this will still do the broadcast. However, now we'll do the broadcast across all the platforms. All
right.
So we should see a Windows notification, a phone, iOS notification, and an Android notification. Now we run this console app. And we should see a cross-platform nice. notification here. An iOS notification here, cross-plat mm-hmm. notification. And in here, we see that we actually got a cross-plat notification on Android too.
Right.
So this actually worked live.
Yeah, very, very powerful templating.
Very powerful templating. Yeah. And this is one of the really, really cool features that we have. We have already two tutorials on mm-hmm. Windows Azure for doing these things. Right. One is when you're using tags to send to specific users, mm-hmm. and then you do not have to remember that I have an iPhone, an Android, or and a Windows tablet. But basically, you can just send a message like this to my user. In right. here, you just put my tag.
Yep.
And you're done. You don't have to remember. You do not have to store the URIs. Do ifs. This guy has an Android, this guy's this, let's go through that path, that other code path. That's nothing that you have to do anymore.
Okay, great.
We also have another tutorial on how to do breaking news and using templates for localization.
Okay.
That's actually a really, really great thing. If we have time, we can look at that. If not, there's a great tutorial that basically tells you how to put how to send multiple properties. Yeah. Because here, you could basically send message in English, message in mm-hmm. French, message in German, message in Mandarin, and every template can register to the template depending on their own on their own preferences.
Okay. I think today we probably have someone coming in the studio right after us, but perhaps you'll be in again next week.
Maybe.
And we could do like a 20-minute episode on perhaps that.
Okay.
Which builds on top of this one.
Of course.
Okay, excellent.
Today is the templating feature, and the cross-platform is definitely the most mm-hmm. valuable addition that this feature gives you. Like you really have a platform agnostic backend. What was many different templates here, you see the code, like four lines of code became only one.
Yep.
And that takes away lots of complexities from your backend.
Now here you're triggering the push from your from a console application, but as you said, you could you can use that from basically any .NET application, and you also there was a Node SDK as well as a REST API all to talk to your notification.
That is correct. So you can basically trigger a notification wherever you basically can put your credentials. We do support a REST API, .NET, any .NET backend. Mm-hmm. We are completely integrated in the Azure SDK, so inside mobile services, you do require Azure. And you can directly use a Notification Hub service that gives you this.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Certainly appreciate it. And yeah, it is amazing to actually see how simple it actually is to get that going in how few lines of code. And I guess when I've been out presenting on this at TechEds in various places, in general, the feedback that people have come back with is they've spent a lot of time and to go and try and build a solution that I guess essentially solves this problem. Cross-device platform messaging, but also dealing with the complexities of scale.
Yes.
Today we've just done three devices, but in many scenarios, you'll have many devices and many registrations, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions.
True.
And then the typical problem people get with that is, how do they go and load all those channels and iterate through them efficiently in a means that's going to say, if you've got late breaking news, we don't want that late breaking news turning up an hour later because you're iterating through millions of channels. And Service Bus solves this, and in several lines of code you're using essentially a notification hub that's powerful, scaled out, and does that part of the problem for you.
That is true. We're also, speaking of breaking news, we are powering the Windows Phone app for NBC. There's a case study on Windows Azure if you guys are interested on what exactly their architecture is and what they're doing. Okay. But basically, it's not much. It's basically what we showed here.
Yep.
They do not have to do anything special for the push notification part.
Okay. So for a lot of the people that have gone and ridden their own solution, but then seen this, they've actually said, man, I wish I had this when I started trying to do this. So certainly worth looking at if you're trying to implement that type of solution. And with that, I think you've mentioned a lot of useful links. So what we'll do is we'll get you to send them to us, and we'll make sure that they're at the bottom of the show.
Of course.
So with that, thanks for watching the show today. You can follow us on @CloudCoverShow. Do you have a Twitter handle that people can reach out to you?
It's @EliodaMaggio.
There we go. And Chris?
@ChrisReisner.
Excellent. So check out the links. They're under this video. Likes on Facebook. We'll have the Twitter links there as well. If you've got any follow-up questions, just ping us. So thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Thank you.